Well, welcome to the final session of the sixth Codex Symposium. I'd like to take this opportunity now to say just briefly recapitulate that, just to remind you again that this sixth Codex is celebrating for us to sort of open the doors to our neighbors around the Pacific Rim. I've been told that there is something called the Ring of Fire, which refers to, I think, a volcanic verge which surrounds the Pacific Basin. And we're, you know, from at least in Mexico and Peru and Japan and some places that we don't know about, and Shasta, and that there are, and, you know, we're going to bring us together at this edge of the world. So on that note, I'd like to first extend a warm welcome to Mr. Song, who is the Vice President of the Artron Art Group and General Manager of the Printing Department at Artron, one of the most successful printing companies in China. Artron engages in high-quality book production as well as sponsoring the book arts in their museum and bookstore at the headquarters in Shenzhen. And I understand it's quite a vast and impressive situation that they have put together. The Artron Art Center is an innovative combination of a museum and library with intellectual technology services systems and comprehensive art book collections, as well as a 50 by 30 meter art book wall. The Artron wall holds 50,000 titles from 2,000 global publishing houses in 10 languages. Mr. Song has been very gracious to come, and he's been, their corporation has largely contributed to the success of the Diamond Leaves exhibition. And I would like to introduce Gao. Gao is the deputy head of the Department of Curatorial Research and assistant curator at the Chinese Academy of Fine Arts Museum. The Chinese Academy of Fine Arts is China's most prestigious and renowned art academy, and Gao was instrumental in the production of the Diamond Leaves exhibition. So let me introduce Gao.
Thank you, Peter. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank Mr. Peter Koch for his kind invitation and hospitality. And I also would like to thank Mr. Marshall Weber for his kind suggestion on letting me say something about the Diamond Leaves from the point of view of our museum. So as some of you may already know, the Diamond Leaves is a triennial exhibition project which focuses on the artist books. It is organized by Art Museum of Central Academy of Fine Arts in Beijing. It is also co-organized and sponsored by the Artron Art Group, who provides a long-term support of activities related to artist books in China. The project is initiated by Professor Xu Bing and Mr. Marshall Weber. And both of them are the curators of the first show, which is held in 2012 at Kappa Art Museum. And the second show was held in 2015, cooperating with the Chelsea College of Art in London. The purpose of this project is to introduce the artist books as a form of contemporary art to Chinese artists and the public. And it also wants to explore that in an era of knowledge sharing and information exchanging through the internet, and in China, such a country with its long history and the unique tradition of bookmaking, what is the special context for the artist book, and what is potentials, and what are the creative opportunities and spaces for the Chinese artist, what they could contribute to this diverse development of this art form in the world. So we have a group of Chinese artists here in the art fair. I think it also shows our willing and our endeavors to learn from artists from different countries, to share and to have a kind of mutual inspiration between each other. So we will be very happy if we could have attention and support from all of you here to our future Diamond Leaves exhibitions. And the next one will be in 2018. So before I finish my brief introduction, please allow me to say a few words in Chinese to thank all of the Chinese artists and guests here today. 那各位远道而来的中国艺术家和其他在 Berkeley 的中国朋友们，大家上午好。那我们的这个演讲人 Marshall Weber 他非常贴心的建议我用我们的母语向大家的到来表示感谢。那我想经过这几天的Codex的这个展览，我们也更像吕晶莹老师在昨天的讲座中讲到的，我们对于这个艺术家手执书这个事情会感到越来越充满自信，并且呢，也对于我们每个人未来的发展、职业的发展，也都更增加了力量和勇气。那我们也希望我们中央美院美术馆的钻石之夜这个展览项目，能够为大家提供一个更广阔而有效的平台，能够和雅昌一起，和各位艺术家一共同成长，也希望大家的热切的关注。谢谢大家。Thank you very much for your time and attention. Now I would like to give the stage to Peter. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So now I'd like to introduce Marshall Weber, who on the telephone when we, or on the email, he said, we probably don't have to introduce me to this group, but I will. But I'm not going to talk about his many, many accomplishments. I'm going to focus on his role in as an international ambassador for the book, and only in particular with regards to today's special. So Marshall, who is an artist and a curator, noted for his unique and limited edition artist books. Marshall curates exhibitions in support of projects integrating artist books, counterculture archives, and social justice activism. I wonder what counterculture is. I mean, I thought culture is kind of a broad thing. It's hard to get outside of it. He will explain, no doubt. Marshall co-curated the first Diamond Leaves Triennial Exhibition at the Central Academy of Fine Arts Museum in Beijing in 2012, along with his friend and collaborator, the artist Xu Bing, who apologizes for not being able to attend, but his schedule is insane. He's sought after. He has exhibitions in New York and in Rome, and he's in the middle. The Diamond Leaves exhibition was acknowledged as the first museum exhibit of contemporary artist books and zines in China, with almost 2,000 titles in over 20,000 square feet of exhibition space, which makes us look a little small. I mean, at Codex, we only have 10,000 square feet. The project was the culmination of a decade of collaborations between the two artist curators. The show was so well received that it was extended twice, and while initially conceived as a single exhibit, it has become a popular triennial event that has emboldened the contemporary artist book movement throughout China, which I think is really a wonderful thing, and I think we have much to thank Marshall for. Let me introduce Marshall, who will introduce us to his work.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.